Unit 1. A question of rights. Unfortunately, a crime was about to be committed, but at that moment, Leslie was unaware of the impending event, which would affect her life so drastically for the next 2 years. For the moment, at least, her holiday at the cottage had been ideal. She spent many idle hours relaxing on the deck, reading, eating a sandwich when she was hungry, and in the evening, watching the sky turn from brilliant orange to peach, and finally to pale purple. Eventually, the light becoming dim. It was about this time that the mist would begin to rise from the cool water hiding in the dense forest that hugged the shoreline. Late evening dew glistened on every bush, and soon the loon's call would resound across the water. She decided to take one last dip in the lake. As the cool night air touched her arms, she gave a little shiver and decided it was time to move inside. This was to be her last evening alone, as Jeff, her former mate, would be returning Zach to her early in the morning. As the case in many marriages these days, problems had arisen between Leslie and Jeff, but they did not extend to Zach. He was a good kid, just entering kindergarten. The couple had come to a mutual agreement, as dictated by the legal custody agreement. It stated that each parent would share Zach's care every second weekend, and this had been her weekend to be alone. Jeff was an architect with a high-profile reputation who worked in downtown Toronto, a partner in a private corporation which mostly did consultant work for the university. Leslie's company had been hired to advertise the new science complex in order to raise corporate money for the proposed building. She liked her work, and she harbored a secret ambition to manage her division of the company someday. After a whirlwind courtship and a fairy tale wedding, the couple had settled down to an urban lifestyle. However, after 3 years and one child, the dreamlike marriage came smashing down. One disadvantage of being young and ambitious was that both of them needed to devote untold hours to their busy schedules. As a result of these late hours, Leslie became suspicious of Jeff's after-hours activities. She accused him of making her part of a love triangle. The whole miserable scene was to set the proceedings for an ugly divorce in motion. Daydreaming about those earlier days would not help tonight. So with a shrug of her shoulders, she tackled the advertising assignment she needed to complete. Tomorrow would be a busy day with Zach arriving home. The next day, as the morning wore on, Leslie became more and more agitated, and her mood became apprehensive. When Jeff did not appear, when noon hour arrived, and he still had not appeared, she started making some phone calls. None of their mutual friends had either seen or talked with Jeff that day. Until today, Jeff had always been very punctual about returning the boy at the appointed time. Leslie felt a knot forming in her stomach as a crazy thought persisted at the back of her mind. She was absolutely sure something was wrong. Jeff sat with his head bowed. He was undecided what to do. The domestic arrangement with his former wife was proving to be awkward. He was frustrated at being able to see his son only on weekends, and felt he was always making concessions to accommodate Leslie's work schedule. Every meeting was turning into a competition for the boy's affection. His one desire was to take Zach away for good. The enormous decision to undertake this plan appeared to be presenting itself. Today, he would depart for a conference in California. This appeared to be a marvelous opportunity to take the boy and leave the country for good. He bet that he could pack sufficient baggage into his vehicle and then disappear across the border, gaining entry to the USA. He gave little thought to whatsoever of the fact that this act could lead to his conviction if he was tracked down by the cops. Meanwhile, for Leslie, the nightmare continued to unfold as the reality of the situation deepened. After 48 hours, the spokesman for the District Police Department assured her they would investigate Zach's disappearance. Her faith that justice would be realized was faint. The shock of the past 2 days' events made her realize that possibly her son would become one more statistic in the missing children file. The police completed a preliminary survey after asking hundreds of detailed questions. Hotlines proved fruitless. Meanwhile, over the next year, there were countless visits and interviews at the police station and her home. The police appeared to be making no progress in tracking Zach's whereabouts. As the days passed, Leslie's frustration mounted, and she felt a sense of alarm. Eventually, she decided to take the initiative in continuing the search, and she began to use the well-established child find agencies. At times, boosted by hopes, she appeared to be on the right trail with a sense of disgust, but her hopes were dashed at the final moment. These obstacles only made her more determined not to quit or abandon hope. After Zach's picture was circulated nationwide, telephone calls followed from strangers reporting sightings of a Zach lookalike. Month by month, her plan evolved into a campaign equal to a full-scale battle plan. She paid an exceedingly high fee for specialized help, such as the services of an attorney. Leslie became determined to target every major city where Jeff normally contracted business. As the months slipped by, Leslie's exhaustion became noticeable in her eyes. Her cheeks became hollow pits. Most days she felt as though she did not have an ounce of energy left, because proof of Zach's existence seemed impossible to find. Another year passed, and her hopes dimmed. Unexpectedly, late in August, a promising lead brought her to Los Angeles. The interior of the bar was dark. Her quest to locate Jeff and Zach had taken her 2 years. She had paid private investigators in America currency to help her locate her ex-husband. In her handbag, she carried the necessary proof that would identify her to the authorities if she was successful in being able to bring Zach home again to Canada. She had been impatient for this moment to arrive for so long, and yet now she just wanted to secure her son with a minimum of fuss. Now, right on cue, a tall stranger slipped into the bar and sat down. One glimpse told her it was Jeff. He looked weary and older, but definitely familiar. A chill ran down her spine. Close to success, she refused to concede defeat. It was time to remedy the enormous sadness. This time she wanted a guarantee of success. She stared straight ahead with a vacant look, trying to grasp the important moment. Vivid scenes from the past 2 years' search flashed through her mind. The following day, happily for Leslie, the headline of the local paper read, "Father turns over child. Mother slams system." Leslie and Zach's subsequent life could now resume some form of normalcy, however. The stress and strain of the past 2 years would always remain as a part of this renewed relationship in the memory.